Today, Be'ezah Hashem begin learning the Daf Kuf Lamed Vav on Masechet Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learn about include Mehayoyim L'achar Misa, a stipulation that a document take effect from today and after my death. The Gemara discusses Hakaisim Nechasav Labanov, whether one who writes over his property to his sons needs to write Mehayoyim from today, or Zmanish Shtar Mechichal of the date on the document indicates that it is to be effective immediately. Get. If one writes this expression in a get, whether itna hava, ichazar hava, this is a condition or retraction. Hakna, whether this stipulation is also required in the document that records a transfer of property with a kinyan. Kinyan peres ki kinyan guftami, or kinyan peres lav ki kinyan guftami. The machlek is whether the right to the produce of a field is the primary ownership in the property. The Gemara discusses hakaisim nechasav labanav la'achar maisai. One who writes over his property to his son, but retains the rights to the produce if mochar av or mochar ben, the father or the son can sell the property. Hamoicher sedeu l'peiris, mevi v'kairi or mevi v'ein l'kairi. If someone buys the rights to a field's produce and then brings bikurim, the first fruit, to the Beis HaMikdash and recites the psukim in Parshas Kisavai, whether he includes the phrase v'ata hine hevesis reshes pri adamash nesat li Hashem, referring to the land Hashem gave him. Nichsei loch, v'acharayich yirish pleini, v'acharav yirish pleini. Someone said, my property is bequeathed to you, and afterwards to another, and after him to yet another. Meis rishon kaneh sheni, meis sheni kaneh shlishi. When the first recipient dies, the second person gets the property. And when he then dies, the third person gets the property. They do not leave this property to their heirs.